Now let's begin the sixth parak of Masechta Brachas, Parak Ketan Mevarchin, from Daf Lamed Hei. This parak will deal with Birchas Hanenin, brachas which are recited before having pleasure, and specifically the bracha Rishayna we say before eating food. Taisus explains that the reason the Mishnah begins with Ketan Mevarchin, and not with the fact that there is a chiyuv to make a bracha, is because it's pashut that a bracha must be said al pi svara. And the Mishnah asks, what bracha does one make before eating fruits? Mishnah answers, on peres ilan, peres which come from a tree, the bracha is bayre pri ha'etz, the one who created the fruit of the tree. Except for wine, we make a special bracha, bayre pri ha'gafen, the one who created the fruit of the grape vine. Rashi explains that grapes have a special bracha because of its special chashivas. On fruits of the ground, the bracha is bayre pri ha'dama, except for bread, where the bracha is hamaitzi lechem min ha'aretz, the one who brings forth the bread from the earth. On vegetable greens, the bracha is bayre pri ha'dama. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says the bracha is bayre minei deshaim, the one who creates grasses, which is a more specific bracha. The Gemara. From the pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim in Vayikra Yotes, the Gemara darshins that we see one is mechuyev to make both a bracha rishena and a bracha achreina, a bracha before eating and a bracha after eating, when a person eats food. And from here, Rabbi Akiva said, it is also for a person to taste anything before making a bracha, even if he tastes just a masho. The halacha of neta revai, which is that peres must be redeemed in the fourth year, applies only to grapes, while arla applies to all peres. And be'emes, this is really what we use the pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim to teach us. The Gemara says we can also learn the chiyuv of bracha rishayna from a kal v'chomer. If one is mechuyev to make a bracha achreina, i.e. birchas hamazon, which is min ha'Torah, after one is satisfied, kal v'chomer before one eats, one is mechuyev to make a bracha as well. L'maskana, the reason we're mechuyev to make a bracha before eating, is based on svara. Asur lo la'adam shi'yehena min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It's also for a person to be nehena from this world without making a bracha. I.e. it's not midaraisa, but rather it's a chiyuv midar abonin, which is based on svara. The only daraisa is in bracha achreina after eating bread, which is the birchas hamazon that we make, v'chalta, v'savata, uberachta. Regarding making a bracha achreina on the shivas haminim, this is a machlokes rishayim. The Rashba and Rabbeinu Yoina learn that a bracha achreina on the shivas haminim is a chiyuv midaraisa, while the Rambam, the Smag, and the Mechaber, in Simin Reish Tes, paskin that it's only midar abonin. The Gemara says it's osur to have hana from something without a bracha, and one who does this, it's like he was mal, and it's like geneva as well. And to avoid this possibility, one should go to a Talmud Chacham to learn which brachas one says on which foods. The pasuk in Kriya Shema says, "V'haya im shamaya, v'yasafta diganecha." If you listen, you will have the reward of gathering grain. Why does it mention asifa? Why not just say you will have grain? Why does it have to say v'yasafta diganecha? My answer, since the pasuk in Yoshua, Perek Aleph, says, Lo yamush sefer Torah hazeh mipicha. We would think that a person isn't allowed to do anything but learn Torah, i.e. he's not allowed to have a parnasa. So the pasuk says, V'yasafta deganecha, with the learning of Torah, one needs derech eretz, i.e. one needs parnasa, one has to make a shtadlus in order to earn a living. This is the drasha of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, if Klal Yisrael doesn't do the Ritzayin Shamakam, they'll have to work for parnasa. But if they do the Ritzayin Shalmakam, they won't. I.e. Malach Dainasis Al Yidei Acherim. And Abaya said, many did like Rabbi Yishmael. They did both Torah with Derech Eretz, and also B'yadim, they were Matzliach. And many tried to do like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, only Torah, but no Parnasa, and Loyal Salbiyadim, they were not Matzliach. Rabbi Chaim Balazhan explains, which is brought in the Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, Perek Ches, that most of the people who tried Rabbi Shimon's approach failed, because most people are not capable of dedicating their lives entirely to studying Torah. However, there were some exceptional people who were capable of absolute dedication to Torah, and these individuals were matzliach with Reb Shimon's approach. The Gemara says the Dairis Harishainim made their Torah kva, their main goal in life, and their malacha was arai, it was secondary, and both things were successful. But the Dairis Achrainim, where it was malachton kva v'sairasai arai, where the malacha was the main thing, they were not matzliach. And the Mechaber and Simon Kufnun Vav paskins that after Beis Medrash and Beis Knesses, one should go to work, because kol Torah she'ein ima malacha, Saifa Batela Vigareris Avai. Umi Kalmakim, he says, Lo Yasa Malachtai Iker. A person's Malacha should not be Iker, Ela Arai. Visairasekva, the Torah should be the main thing. Vize, Yiskayim, Biyade. If a person goes into it with that kind of approach, both of them he will be Matzliachin. The Bir Halacha adds, however, that although the Harbe, who tried Rav Shimon ben Yochai, only all Torah, who weren't all Sabiyadim, that was only Harbe. But a few Yechidim, as we mentioned before, were big Talmidei Chachamim, and those were Matzliach if they could handle it. The Gemara says, well, when one has grains of Tevel, which now have a Chiyav of Meiser, it doesn't become Chayav to have Meiser taken, Midaraisa, until it sees the Pnei HaBayis, i.e. it comes through the front door. Rabbi Yochanan says, its Chiyav begins even when it comes into the Chatzar. In other cases, for example, if it comes through the back door, the Chiyav is only Midarabanan, and it becomes Osur Achilas Kva. A person is not allowed to eat it as sitting down in a Suda, but it's Mutab Achilas Arai, i.e. for example, to feed the animals, or for a small snack for the person to eat. The Gemara asks, why is Yayin so special that it has a special bracha? Our answer is, it satisfies a person and makes him happy. The Gemara says, the bracha on olive oil is Bere Priya Eitz. But if it is the main ingredient in a food, for example, if one drinks a mixture of beet juice with olive oil, and he does this to soothe his sore throat, then he should also recite the bracha of Bere Priya Eitz, since the olive oil is the primary ingredient. The Ra'ah, which is brought in the Ramah, or Achayim Simen Reish Dalad, Sifchas, says that if one is forced to eat a food, then he doesn't say a bracha at all, even though he experiences some pleasure when he swallows the food. Still, one doesn't bless Hashem for food which was forced upon him against his own will. The Gemara says the rule is that when someone eats two items together, one which is an ikar and one which is a tafel, he makes a bracha on the ikar, and that patters the tafel. Tafel midvav. If someone has a sore throat, he can't take medicine on Shabbos for it. If it is nikar to people, that is for the purpose of refuah. But if it is not nikar, then it's mutter. For example, oil put into food, or a shot of whiskey, which a person drinks to clear his nasal passages, in that sense, it's mutter to do that on Shabbos. Taisus adds that if someone drinks something l'refuah, if it tastes good, then he must make a bracha on it. But if it tastes bad, for example, bad-tasting medicine, or it has no taste at all, for example, water, then no bracha is needed. Rabbi Zeira said, if a vegetable, which is normally eaten cooked, is eaten raw, which is shalei kederach hateva, that even though the bracha should be hadama, really, because it's a vegetable, but we say that the bracha drops the madrega, and the bracha becomes a shahakal. So, for example, flour, which is made from corn, is a bracha shahakal. Corn chips, for example, is a bracha shahakal. Potato flour, or potato starch, is also a bracha shahakal. So Pesach cakes, which are made with potato starch, would be a shahakal, and Pringles potato chips, which are made with potato flour, would also be a shahakal, even though it would seem that it's hadama. But since it's eaten shalei kederach hateva, it drops a madrega and the bracha shakal. If someone pulls a kaira branch from the ground, Rabbi Yehuda says the bracha is hadama, since it comes from the ground. Shmuel says the bracha is shahakal, since in the end it will be inedible, because it hardens. And the halacha is like Shmuel. If there is a machlekes bedvarim hatluyes ba'aretz, whoever is makel in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is like him in Chutz Laretz. But in Eretz Yisrael we paskin like the machmir. The Gemara says, Safek Arla in Eretz Yisrael is Usr, since the Chiyav of Arla in Eretz Yisrael is Minaraisa. But in Surya, Safek Arla is Mutter, since it's a Safek whether that's called Eretz Yisrael or not. And in Chutz Laretz, it's Mutter to eat from any tree, as long as he doesn't definitely know that it's from an Arla tree. The Gemara says, the bracha for the leaves and the berries of the Tzlach tree are Beri Pri Hadama, since they're not the fruits, but are called the tree itself. But on the Avyaynes, which are the fruit part, and the kafrisin, the protective cover of the fruit, the halacha is that we make a ha'etz. Regarding chocolate-covered orange peels, the Mishnah Berurah brings three opinions. The Magen Avraham holds the brachas by a priya etz, the Taz says the brachas by a priya adama, and the Prima Gadim says the halacha is that we make a shahakol ni'avidvare. The Mishnah Berurah is machriya like the Prima Gadim, since shahakol will really cover any of those three circumstances, at least b'di'avid. Normally, for something to be metame tumas oichlin, it must be a shear at least as large as a revius or kibetza. And only the fruit itself is mitztaref for tumas eichlet, not the protective cover of the fruit, which is called the shomer. During Shemitah, pears have a high level of kedusha and must be eaten. They're not supposed to be destroyed, because the pasuk says la'achla, and we darshan la'achla v'leila hefsid. And they reach the madrega of pears, according to Beishame, as soon as they begin to grow, and you could recognize them as a tiny fruit. Beis Hillel says they reached the Madrega of Peres a little bit later, i.e. after there's some significant growth for many fruits. For example, Beiser by grapes. If someone eats pepper, Reb Sheshe says the bracha is shahakal, even though they grow on trees, but they're not commonly eaten by themselves. Pepper is not eaten by itself. Rava says there's no bracha at all, since it's not fit to be eaten at all by itself. And in fact, if a person eats pepper on Yom Kippur, he's putter, since it's not really considered food. Tosfos adds, however, that cinnamon would have a bracha of hadama, since it's sometimes it's eaten by itself. Regarding sugar, Tosfos says the bracha is bari pri ha'etz. Rabbeinu Yonah says the bracha is bari pri hadama. The Rambam says we make a bracha shahakol on sugar, since it's changed so dramatically from its original form. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Simin Reish Beis, Sif Tezvav, but the bracha on sugar is, in fact, shahakol. Rav and Shmuel gave us a general rule. Any food mixture which has one of the chamishas minei dagan as an ingredient, the bracha on that item is bari mina mizaynus, even if the chamishas minei dagan are not the ikar. Normally, no, we go by the ikar, and whatever the ikar is within two products that are mixed together, that would carry the bracha. But by chamishas minei dagan, we have a special exception. That if there's any little bit of chamishas minei dagan within a taruvus of food, we still make a bracha of mizaynus. Kol sheyesh bai mechamishas haminim mevarchan aleihem bari mina mizaynus, even if it's just part of a taruvus. Tosfos adds that this Gemara, which says if you have any amount of flour from the chamishas minei dagan in the taruvus, the bracha is mizaynus, that rule only applies if the purpose of this flour in the product is latam, to give it good taste. But if its purpose is ladavik, only to help the grains stick together as a texture enhancer or as a processing aid, then the bracha on the mixture is shahakal. This has an important nafgamina regarding cereals. For example, honeycomb and alphabets are mostly corn flour, which would really not be mezainis. But since there's a small amount of chamishas minei dagan, they have some oat flour, and since oat flour is present, it's put in the mix latam in order to enhance the taste of the cereal, the bracha on alphabets and honeycomb would be mezainis. However, Cocoa Puffs has corn flour, but a small amount of wheat starch. And even though wheat is from the chamishas minei dagan, but wheat starch is only put into the cereal ladavik for the purpose of dough consistency and to help the grains stay together. So for Cocoa Puffs, the proper bracha would be shahakol, not bar mizaynus. The same halacha would apply to gefilte fish made with matzah meal. The matzah meal is only added to keep the fish from falling apart, i.e. for the purpose of divuk, ladavik. Here too, the proper bracha on gefilte fish would only be shahakol and not bar mizaynus. The rule of kol sheyesh bai, if it has a little bit of the chameshes minei dagan, the bracha would be bayamim mizaynus, only applies to the chameshes haminim. But other grains, for example, oirez and daichen, like rice and millet, for example, would not have the bracha of mizaynus even if it's eaten by itself. The bracha achreina for the chameshes minei dagan is al michya, but for other things, the bracha achreina is bari nefashas rabbis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds that oirez, rice, is considered a min dagan. So we consider it to be the sixth of the chamishas minei dagan, and therefore if he eats it on Pesach, he's chayev karis. And if he uses it to make matzah, rice flour to make matzah, he's yoytze mitzvahs matzah. But the rabbanon argue and say that only wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt are considered to be chamishas minei dagan, but rice is not. If someone eats a kernel of wheat, the bracha is bayir pri adama, since this isn't the normal way to eat it. But if it's cooked, maisa kedera, then we say the bracha is mezainis. If it's made into bread, then the bracha is special hamaytzi lechem min haaretz. Lemaskana, the Gemara says that over oirez, the bracha is mezainis. Tosfos holds that oirez means rice, or Rashi holds oirez means millet. In Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Ches, Siv Zayin, the Mishnah Brewer brings the machlekes achreinim, if we should make a mezainis on rice like Tosfos, or a shahakol like Rashi, because according to Rashi, oirez is not even called rice. So therefore, rice as we know it would be a shahakol. La halacha, we generally make a mezainis on rice, as is brought in Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Ches. However, since it doesn't have the chashivas of the chameshes minei dagan, the bracha achreina is not an alamichya, but rather the bracha achreina is just bari nefashas, which is really what makes rice special. And that on one hand, the bracha rishayin is bari mezainis, the bracha achreina is only bari nefashas. The Gemara says anyone who eats one of the shivas minim, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, dates, pomegranates, and so on, Rabbi Gamliel says he must say Birchas Hamazon. The Chachamim say he makes a bracha achas mein shalish, the abridged version, which we know is the bracha called al ha'etz v'al pri ha'etz. If bread is grounded down into small pieces which are less than a kazayas each, and then they're cooked, the bracha goes from hamaitzi to mezainis. Rav Sheshis argues and says the bracha is hamaitzi. But Rava says that's only if it's a tsurasa dinahama, if it still looks like bread. If it doesn't look like bread, then the bracha is bare mine mezainis. And la halacha, we paskin in simen kuf samach ches sif yud, that if it's bread pieces which are cooked and the bread pieces are more than a kazayis, then the bracha is a hamaitzi. If it's less than a kazayis, the bracha is mezainis. If small pieces of bread are stuck together in a chavitza, then if it's more than a kazayis, the bracha is hamaitzi. If it's less than a kazayis, then it depends on if it's tsurasa dinahama, if it looks like bread or not. Finally, if bread was untreated, but it was just ground up, even if it was grounded into matzah meal, then the bracha is always hamaitzi. Daf lamed ches. If one eats kuba da'ara, these are cakes cooked in an oven which is sort of underground and they're not really bread-like, the bracha is mezainis. But if one is kevea su'uda with it, he uses it in place of bread in order to be the main part of the meal, then the bracha is hamaitzi, and afterwards one must make a birchas hamazon. And therefore it's also chayav in chala as well. Anything which could potentially have a hamaitzi on it, if it was bread, or if a person is kevea su'uda, or this is, for example, pasa baba kisnin, then they're mechuyev, and it's mechuyev to take off challah from that food. Crushed fruit, which is called trima, is called fruit, and the bracha is bari pri ha'etz, since the fruit is still recognizable. The Rama in Simen Reish Beis, Sif Zayin, says that as long as it's not completely crushed, then the bracha is bari pri ha'etz. But if it's fully crushed and one cannot see the fruit, then the bracha is shahakal. A good nafkamina here would be applesauce, for example. Applesauce, if you could see pieces of apple fruit inside of it, then the bracha is eitz. But if it's ground up so much that it's just like a puree, and you can't see any pieces of apple, then the bracha is shahakal. Kuntres al-Daf brings the Trumas HaDeshen, brought in the Ramara Chaim, Simen Reish Beis, Sif Zayin, who says that if a fruit is completely mashed to the extent that it no longer retains a trace of its original form or shape, then it's no longer considered a fruit, and one should recite the bracha of shahakal on it. However, if there are certain fruits which are commonly eaten in such an altered form, then those fruits retain their original bracha, even if they're completely mashed and are no longer recognizable. Reb Shlaima Zalman Arbach, brought in Shailos and Shuvas, Mincha Shlaima, Simen Sadek Aleph, Ois Beis, points out, according to this halacha, this Trumas Hadesha, the proper bracha for chocolate should be Bar Pri Eitz, even though the cocoa beans are completely ground and do not retain their original shape, since the beans are grown specifically for the manufacture of chocolate, then they should retain the original bracha of Bari Priyates. The Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Arachayim Chelek Gimel, Simen Lamed Aleph, however, writes that the proper bracha for chocolate is not Bari Priyates, but rather Shahakol Niyah Bidvarei, and this is in fact the minig that we hold today, is to make on chocolate the bracha of Shahakol. Marbar Rav Ashi says that the bracha on date honey is Shahakol Niyah Bidvarei, not Bari Priyates, because liquid that is released from fruit is not called the actual fruit, but rather it's just zeya balma, it's sweat or the moisture of the fruit. The only fruit juices that are considered to be like fruit itself are the juices of grapes and olive, which we mentioned before, those are special cases. The Rashba adds that the juice of fruit is considered zeya balma only because most fruit is grown to be eaten whole, it's not grown to be drunk as juice. The Gemara says the special bracha for bread is hamaitzi lechem mina aretz, the one who has brought out bread from the ground. Rav Nechemya says the bracha is not hamaitzi lechem mina aretz, but rather maitzi lechem mina aretz, since he felt that hamaitzi means the future, not the past. Halacha is that we say the bracha of hamaitzi lechem mina aretz, since we say not only does hamaitzi mean the future, but it means the past as well. Vegetables, which are cooked, which is referred to in the Gemara as shlokais, have the bracha of hadama, the same bracha as they have before they're cooked. But this halacha was clarified. If normally it's a vegetable, which is eaten raw, so raw, the bracha is bari pri adama, but if it's cooked, the bracha is shahakal, since it becomes inferior, so the bracha drops a madrega. But if any vegetable, which is normally not eaten raw, when it is cooked, then the bracha is hadama. And if it's eaten both ways, for example, apples, which are eaten both raw and cooked, then the bracha is always bari pri ha'etz. Finally, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba used to, every 30 days, he would review what he had learned by his Rebbe, Rabbi Yechanan. Daf Lamed Tes. The shear needed for a bracha achreina is a kezayis, the shear of a zayis, of an olive, a full olive, an average size olive, including the pit inside. By the way, we should point out that this is the shear, b'chol ha'tarei kula, when we say kezayis, we're referring to an average size zayis, including the pit inside. This is regarding both eating as well as Yisur. When we hear the Shir Kazayis, that's what we mean. Taisvis Divrei Amaschil Batzar brings a Yerushalmi, which says that if one eats a beria, which is a full item, for example, a grape, even if it's a shear of less than a kazayis, he must still make a bracha achreina. But it's a suffix whether the Bavli agrees with this or not. So it's better not to eat a beria, which is less than a shear of a kazayis, because we're not sure whether we should make a bracha achreina or not. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Tezvav, Sifkot and Chaf, says that normally by a svek sveka, we go with the tzadim of the svek sveka, but not by brachas. So if let's say, for example, one ate a few grapes, and he's misupik if he ate a kazayis or not, one may want to say that this sveka should be mechayev him to make a bracha, because we have two svekas. Number one, did he eat a kazayis? If he ate a kazayis, then he is mechayev him in a bracha achreina. And we have a second sveka. And even if there's no kazayis, he ate a beria. And a beria is a suffix whether you make a bracha achreina or not. So with that sveka, maybe one should be mechayev to make the bracha achreina, because you have a sveka. Kamash malan, we say that suffix brachas lahakel even overrides the sveka, which would be mechayev you. So even though there's a svek sveka which would be mechayev you, still and all we say safek brachas lahakel even by a svek sveka, and therefore he would not make a bracha achreina. If a person has two food items, which one should he make a bracha on first? If one is a hadama and one is a shahakel, so the hadama is first, since it's more chashev. But if we have items which are both of the same bracha, one makes on the item which is more chaviv to him. A cooked dish of beets and flour. If the flour is latam for the purpose of taste, then the bracha is mezainis, even if it's only a miyut, as we mentioned before from the taisis. But if the flour is put in ladavek to hold the vegetables together, then the flour is considered tafel, and the bracha is hadama. This is the source of the taisis that we mentioned before on daflam adolam and veis, that even though the chameshis mini hadagan is mezainis, but if it's put in for the purpose of a davek, then we do not make a mezainis, we would rather make the bracha of the ikr. Rav Papa says, soup made from vegetables, the bracha is buried pri hadama. This particular Gemara is a Shaila in the Rishayim, brought in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Hei, Sif Beis, as to what exact conditions need to exist in order to make a bracha hadama. Reb Chiya and Rava said that when a person makes a hamaitzi, he should make the bracha before he's baitzea the bread, before he breaks the bread. Reb Chiya Barashi says he can make the bracha even after he cuts the bread. And the halacha is like Rava, that mevarech v'achar kach baitzea, first the person makes the bracha. Taisvah says, he should really cut a little bit before making the bracha, but it should still remain shalom. Then he should make the bracha, and then he should cut it fully. The first little perforation is to minimize the hefsik between the bracha and the cut. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Aleph. If one has some broken large pieces of bread, and one small shalim, a complete piece of bread, it's a machlekes which one gets the bracha. Our minhag is to make the bracha on the shalim. I.e. here the question is, which is more chashev? But if one is made out of wheat, and one is made out of barley, the wheat one gets the bracha, since that's more chashev. If someone takes off truma, and there is a kayin present, he should be tirem min hayafa, he should take off from the best. But if there's no kayin, he should take from grains which will last the longest. Rabbi Yehuda says, even in this case, we say he has to be tirem min hayafa. On the night of Pesach, all agree, even Rabbi Yechanan, who holds shlema min hamufchar, the shlema is the more chasheva one, that on the night of Pesach we make the Birchas HaMaitzi not only on the Shlema, but on the Prusa as well, the broken matzah as well, which is what we took off the Afikayman. Even the bracha has to be on that matzah as well, since the Pasuk says Lechem Ayini, and since a poor person eats broken bread, not whole bread, the bracha has to be both on the Shlema as well as the Prusa. Taisus here brings Arminik today from the Ri, who says that we make HaMaitzi Lechem Minar, it's on all three matzahs, since we need the top matzah and the bottom matzah as lecha mishnah, and the middle matzah as prusa. And then we drop the bottom, the third matzah, and we're left with the top two matzahs. We make the bracha of al achilas matzah for the mitzvah on the top and the middle matzah, which is both the shlema as well as the prusa. And we're batzea from both the top and the middle matzah, and we eat from both of those as well. Finally, Rabbi Abba said that on Shabbos, one is mechuyev to break bread on two chalas, since by the mon it says lecha mishnah. Friday they got a double portion. Therefore, we have to cut two chalas on Shabbos as the Lecha Mishnah. Rabbi Kahana took two breads, but he only cut from one of the breads, which is in fact our minhag today, that we have Lecha Mishnah to make the bracha, but we only cut one of the two, or at least one of the two. We're not mechuyev to cut actually both of them. Daf Mem. Normally, if one speaks between the time he makes the bracha and he takes the bite out of the bread, he must repeat the bracha. But if one says something which needs to be said, which is relevant to the cutting of the bread, then that's not considered a hefsek, and he does not have to repeat the bracha. So, for example, if one says, take the bread, this is not called a hefsek because it's relevant to the discussion. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if one says get salt, that's also not considered a hefsek and he does not have to repeat the bracha. Rav Sheisha says, even if he says feed the animals, this is as well okay. This is relevant, since the pasuk said a person is supposed to feed the animals before he eats. However, in all these instances, this is only b'di'evet. L'chatchila, one shouldn't be mafsik to ask for the salt. He should try to have the salt there before he makes hamaitzi. Taisus adds that it's good to put salt on bread, since it protects us. The shulchan is equal to the mizbeach, and if you put salt on it like you did on the karbanos, it's a protection. And this, in fact, is our minig, as is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Hey. The Chai Adam in Klal Chav Hey, Sif Tes, applies the concept of our Gemara, in terms of hefsik, to one who erred in Shmon Esrei, right? For example, he forgot Mashiv Horocha Mered Hashem, and he doesn't know the halacha. Based on our Gemara, the Chai Adam allows him to leave his place and get a sefer in order to check the halacha. Since this is necessary to enable him to continue davening, going to get the sefer is not considered a hefsek, the same way that saying, I need salt, is not considered a hefsek between the bracha of hamaitzi and eating of the challah. The Gemara says, if a person drinks a lot of water, he will not come to intestinal disease. Finally, in our Mishnah, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, i.e. on all vegetables we make a bari pri adama, and we do not make the bracha of bari mine deshaim. The Mishnah. If one says on peres ha'ilan, the bracha bari pri adama, he's yaitse, since hadama really applies to fruits as well. It also comes from the ground. But vice versa, if a person makes on a vegetable the bracha of bari pri eitz, then he's not yaitse, since bari pri eitz doesn't apply at all to a vegetable. It doesn't come from a tree. But on all food, if someone said the bracha of shahakol bidiyavid, then he's yaitse, since everything was created by his words, which is what shahakol niya bidvarei means, really everything, including fruits, vegetables, and so on, that would apply to. So bidiyavid, a person is yaitse if he makes a shahakol on anything. The Gemara. What kind of tree did Adam HaRishon eat from? Rameir says from the grapevine, since only wine brings woe to people. Rav Nechemiah says from the fig tree. Rav Yehuda says from wheat. Wheat brings das. The Eitz Hadas is what we were talking about. The Rama, in Simen Reish Gimel, Sif Beis, says the key criteria for Peres is that if the branches remain from year to year and produce fruit, then the bracha is Bari Pri Eitz. But if only the roots remain, but the branches do not remain, then the bracha is Bari Pri Adama. And this, for example, would apply to strawberries and bananas, where since only the roots remain, but not the leaves and the branches themselves, therefore, the bracha on those, even though technically they would seem like they come from a tree, the bracha on those would be bari pri ha'adama. Although the Mishnah says, b'di'evid, if shahakol is said on anything, he's yaitse, but if he makes a shahakol on pas or yayin, then he's not yaitse, even b'di'evid. Rabbi Yochanan says, even pas of yayin, he's yaitse. Rameir says, if one changes the nusach of certain brachas, for example, instead of saying ha'maitzi lecha min aretz, he says something similar to that, he's yaitse. Rabbi Yaisi said anyone who changes the nusach of the Chachamim is not yaitze at all. Kol ha'mishana mimatbeya shetavu Chachamim b'brachas lo yotze yidei chayvasan. Finally, Rav said that if one said a shortened birchas hamazon, brich rachmana mara dahai pita, then he's yaitze with the first bracha of birchas hamazon, even if he said it not in Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Yochanan said, one must also add malchus, since any bracha which doesn't have malchus is not called a valid bracha. Amir Tzashem, on the next tape, we'll continue with the Mishnah here on Daf Mem Amud Beis, which will begin the discussion of the halachas of Birchas Shahakol, but at this point, we will conclude our shir.